Thank you for staying on with me on Niaga Awani. I'm Nabila Khalida, taking over my colleagues Nina Rosman and Haritz Ashraf Hasnan. All right, let's start with the first news. Payments have typically been an afterthought for many online retailers, a distant consideration after marketing, distribution and pricing. And it's understandable that online retailers have viewed payments this way. They've done the hard work of bringing the prospect to their online store and guiding them to the checkout. And there also have been never been more ways for consumers to pay than there are now. Cards are still the most popular payment method globally, but there are a range of alternative payment methods increasing in popularity, and this includes digital wallets such as Apple Pay and Google Pay, Buy Now Pay Later BNPL solutions like those offered by Klarna and Afterpay, and increasingly crypto. So to discuss further, we have Yogesh Sengal, head of Instagram. Hi, good morning, Yogesh.
Morning.
All right. Talking about changing payments and also changing references, preferences, how consumer preferences in endemic world have changed and its impact on remittance and cross-border payments. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think it was a big wake-up moment for consumers when they talked about the pandemic, right? And I think digitization accelerated. There's been massively going at a great pace. But more importantly, after the pandemic was over, we saw a massive rush to digital payments. What we saw was that as the causeway opened, Singapore to Malaysia, I think we saw a 400% increase in our daily volumes, and that was massive, right? Apart from that, we have a card product called the Maze Card, and we saw that revenge travel came in massively, and people started traveling to various places. They're waiting. People are still waiting for Japan to open up, though. But there's been about 150% increase month on month in people traveling and spending overseas. So that's something that's really a trend that we see. So. And that continues despite, the gloom and doom that we hear about the economy in certain places. People still are traveling, are moving around, and are sending money using digital methods. So at Instagram, we are a licensed entity in Malaysia through our parent company, Niam, and we facilitate sending money very, very simply. If you're sending money real time to multiple countries, you can send it to about 55 countries. As you said, one of the things in the endemic world is that nobody wakes up in the morning saying that they want to send money somewhere or use a payment method. It's just not in their mind, right? So the main purpose of methods like us is basically to get out of the way of the customer doing their transaction. So our job is to make it so simple that the customer does not see us, we disappear. It becomes easy, two clicks, and they're able to do what they need to do. So that's what we are doing at Instagram. We are on a mission to make payments simple across borders.
All right, talking about digital banking, to avoid customers or users' fear of fraud, so how Instagram's all-in-one personalized app minimizes risk and also fraud for businesses and consumers, giving them a peace of mind?
Absolutely. So I think simplicity is almost an antithesis to compliance, right? Because the more simple you make it, the more difficult it is to compliance. So I think what helps us is the use of technology, right? We make it very, very simple. So for example, in Malaysia, there is ability for customers to auto onboard using various methods like liveness, auto onboarding using third-party applications by which customers can scan their documents very easily, photographs, self-reading, machine learning, and stuff like that, which makes things very easy and simple for genuine customers to onboard. On the flip side, the more easy you make it, the more fraudsters try to target. So one of the things that we do is we put in checks and balances, especially for first-time users. Because what tends to happen is first-time users are are typically more vulnerable, people trying to kind of defraud them and stuff like that. So we've built in our secret sauce, our AI, which really helps the customer protect the customer from being defrauded. So that's what we do, but we do all of this while keeping things very, very simple.
All right, in terms of facilitating fast, free, also frictionless family financing, how does Instagram connect families together while facilitating a fast, free, and frictionless experience for users? So, and also, why is this important?
Absolutely. It's very, very important. During the pandemic, see, if you look at the UN data, right, there are about 1.7 million Malaysians across the world, right? A lot of them are in Singapore, almost a million according to the UN data. And when the causeway shut, people were not able to go across. So we have cases, there was a customer I spoke to, his name is Arafat, and he was basically trying to, he used to go across and didn't need to kind of really carry money and send money. But during the pandemic, he was stuck or he took a decision to be in Singapore. So digital finance, and he could go across to traditional money changer and stuff like that. So digital players such as us helped him pay back for his family and helped that there's food on the table or medicines for needs at the same time for education, stuff like that. So I think digital players such as Instagram have a key role to play in bringing families together, be it for migrant workers, be it for expats, right? Or be it for anybody else who wants to kind of take care of their family back home. But it's not only about families, sometimes it's about the future of the families, right? So it is about whether they can invest and, we typically allow sending of larger amounts and stuff like that. It's also about small businesses. One of the big things that we do is we facilitate SME payments to countries like China, to countries various. So suppliers buying goods, today the supply chain is completely broken. So, making payment efficiency overcomes some of the challenges that they have in terms of getting things back into the country. That is what we facilitate through our SME payments. So bringing families together, helping SMEs to really make the best out of their payment mechanisms is what we focus on.
All right, Yogesh, thank you so much, Yogesh Asangal, head of Instagram, for such a clear insight about digital banking to be the next revolution in the globally. Thank you so much.